New Hartley Curve to Holywell. Between New Hartley Curve and Holywell, there will be a new train station at Seaton Delaval, changes at three level crossings, and sites that may need to be temporarily used for construction of the station and other engineering works. The key changes are shown in a map in the printed material and are explained in more detail now. In addition to these changes, engineering works will take place along the railway. Seaton Delaval Station will be the fourth stop for trains leaving Ashington. It will have a single platform located to the southeast of the existing railway line and the A192 bridge, and all the facilities described in the overview will be provided. Pedestrian access to the station will be along the line of the existing footpath, which leads from the bridge to Seg Hill. A new road will be constructed from the A192 adjacent to the existing car park entrance of the Hastings Arms to provide access into the station. This road will be a primary pedestrian and cycle access route to the station, with new lighting installed to improve safety. The station will be connected with the existing public open space and footpath network in Whitrigg Close and Wheatridge. In order to meet the predicted demand for passenger services, safe and convenient parking will be needed. The station parking will be located on the southeast side of the existing railway line and will include a car park with blue badge spaces and EV charging bays. New boundary fencing will be installed to keep the station secure and to provide screening for residential properties where necessary. The new station will allow people living in Seaton Delaval to travel easily into neighbouring towns, Newcastle and further afield using public transport. Journey times on the new line between Seaton Delaval and these destinations will be quicker than existing public transport options and will provide an appealing alternative to private car use. The Northumberland Line proposals also complement wider development in Seaton Delaval, including a major new employment site being taken forward by V-Bytes, which may provide new employment opportunities for local people. The land needed for the station and car park includes part of a small area of woodland, a grazing field and hedgerows. To compensate for the loss of these features, as well as to provide an attractive environment, the station and car park will include tree planting and wildlife-friendly landscaping. A small wetland area will be provided on land to the south of the proposed car park, designed to control the risk of flooding and provide a breeding and foraging habitat for wildlife, such as amphibians, birds and bats. As land in private ownership will be needed to build the station and access road, negotiations with landowners are ongoing and may inform further development of the design. We will seek to reduce the extent of additional land required as far as possible. An indicative plan showing our proposals for the station and car park can be found in the printed material. Our construction strategy is still being formulated, and dates and durations for the construction of the station are still to be confirmed. Information about how construction will be managed to minimise disturbance to local residents and businesses is given later. Our current plans include construction traffic accessing the station site from the station access road from the A192. Every effort will be made to ensure that impacts on nearby businesses during construction are minimised. Some temporary diversions and other changes to the local highways and footpaths will be needed, and public right-of-way 319, adjacent to the rail line linking the A192 with Mayor's Close, may need to be closed or temporarily diverted during construction. The footpath will be restored as part of the station and car park design. We're seeking your views on our proposals, including any ways in which you feel they could be improved. You can share your comments by answering the dedicated question on the response form. Your feedback will be used to review the current proposals and inform the detailed designs. You'll have a further opportunity to comment on the planning application when it's submitted to the local planning authority. The level crossings at Hartley and Seg Hill enable pedestrians and vehicles to cross the railway line. They will both be upgraded as part of the scheme, with barriers across the road and paths. These barriers will work automatically, and the details of their design are currently being discussed with Network Rail. Land in private ownership will be needed to upgrade the crossings. Negotiations with landowners are ongoing and may inform further development of the design. We will seek to reduce the extent of additional land required as far as possible. The private level crossing at Mayor's Close is used by pedestrians, cyclists, horse riders and vehicles to cross the railway line. Although rights to use the level crossing are limited to some of the adjacent and nearby landowners, members of the public also currently use it. Options for the crossing are being considered, including upgrading the crossing with miniature stoplights and new controls, and replacing the boundary fencing. This would still require users to manually operate the gates. Alternatively, the crossing may be closed if it's considered necessary to ensure safety. If you have any comments about the changes proposed to these level crossings, please respond to the relevant question on our response form, referencing the name of the level crossing in your answer. Your feedback will be used to review the current proposals for the crossings. The section of the line contains six potential sites which may be temporarily required for construction and engineering works. These sites and the ways they may be used are described now. Sites with the same name followed by a letter represent alternative options, only one of those sites being required for the construction purpose in question. Feedback from the consultation will help determine which sites will be used. These sites may be used to store materials, machinery and equipment, and to provide welfare such as toilets or a kitchen, and parking for contractors. It may be necessary to temporarily close some paths and bridleways to allow the sites to be used by our contractors. Where a public right-of-way or publicly used path will be temporarily impacted during the construction of the scheme, efforts will be made to provide temporary diversions. Where this isn't possible or not considered necessary, the duration of any closures will be kept to a minimum. The six potential sites are as follows. Number 1, Hartley Level Crossing, currently an agricultural field, potentially a construction site for upgrade to the level crossing. Number 2, Mayor's Close Level Crossing, currently an agricultural field, potentially a construction site in the event of changes to Mayor's Close Level Crossing. Efforts will be made to provide temporary diversions for the public rights of way and other publicly used paths that are temporarily impacted during the construction of the scheme. But where this isn't possible or not considered proportionate, the duration of any closures will be kept as short as possible. Number 3, Seghill Level Crossing Option A, currently part of the existing rail corridor, potentially the construction site for upgrades to Seghill Level Crossing and highway improvements. Number 4 is Seghill Level Crossing Option B, currently a public open space, a potential construction site for upgrades to the level crossing and highway improvements. Number 5 is Seghill Level Crossing Option C, currently a public open space, again a potential construction site for the upgrade to the level crossing and highway improvements. And number 6 is Seghill Level Crossing Option D, also currently a public open space, potentially the construction site for the upgrade. If you have any comments about the proposed temporary use of these sites or diversions to public rights of way, please respond to the relevant question on our response form, stating the name of the site or sites. Your feedback will be used to review the current proposals and inform our construction strategy. Once the proposals are more certain, further opportunity to provide comments will be given to those who may be affected by the use of the sites.